Greetings in the Lord. It is the 8th day of June in the year of our Lord 2020. You're listening to The Daily Sword, a daily guide to prayer and Bible reading produced by Sovereign King Church in Southern Indiana and on the Fight Laugh Feast Network. I pray this podcast is a blessing to you. Let us begin. Our call to repentance today comes from Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. In my office, I have this tin-plated picture that I bought. It has one of my favorite quotes on it. It's a quote from a Western philosopher that you might have heard of named John Wayne. It says, "Courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyways." I love that quote. It's an encouragement to me in a lot of the battles that we do. Sometimes when we're called out to go and engage different things, whether at the abortion mill or street preaching or counseling with others, I'm reminded that even though you're afraid, you do it anyways because it's the right thing to do. I think of the quote when I'm doing pastoral counseling. I need to say something. I'm scared to say it, but I know I have to do it anyways. When we think about courage, there is more truth in this quote than I think the good cowboy knew. And that's this. We will all fear something. Courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is having more fear in the right object than you do the wrong one. We live in a time when I think that many in the church in America are scared to death. We are. We're living in a time when it seems as if the enemy is gaining ground. In such a short period of time, it seems as if morality has and is rapidly changing. I say seems because we often have a short-sighted view of history. But it does seem that the enemy is taking ground. Persecution is on the horizon and is already here. Fear has captivated the church and is keeping it from being effective. Fear, in combination with the love of comfort, has made so much of the church ineffective. These two things have captivated the church, comfort and fear. We are comfortable with the world and the world's things. We're comfortable in our positions. With that comfort comes fear of the loss of it. We fear being hated. We fear being persecuted. We fear the loss of reputation or loss of friends and family. We fear man. And this fear makes us ineffective. The love of comfort and a fear of loss of it has created a new reformation in the church with its own five solas. Instead of sola scriptura, sola fide, sola gratia, sola Christus, and sola de gloria, we have today, because of cowardice and a love of comfort, embraced sola feelings. My feelings dictate everything. How I feel is the determiner of what is right and wrong. How I feel determines how I will act. With that, we've embraced sola relationship. I feel that I have a relationship with God. It's all about me and Him, alone, drinking coffee. Christianity's become void of the commands of Christ and hyper-individualized in such a way as to have eroticized it. Salvation is me and my relationship alone. And who are you, Pastor, to tell me about my relationship with God? We get there through sola pragmatism, by sola niceness, from sola ego to my own glory alone. Cowardice makes us unfaithful. It was fear that kept the Israelites from taking the promised land. The 12 spies entered the land and 10 of them came back, only seeing how wicked and evil and big the people were, and their gates. They were afraid and did not believe what God said, and so they wandered around the wilderness for 40 years rather than taking the promised land. Fear led them to not believe God, and therefore they wasted away their lives. Fear will lead us into unfaithfulness and compromise in order to not be hated. Fear of man and love of comfort and ease makes our love of God grow cold and causes us to compromise on the battles we face. Look around you today and see how the church has compromised. Whether refusing to meet together for worship, cowering in fear, while at the same time wanting to please man by their going along with lawlessness. joining in with protests whose end goal is the destruction of Western civilization. Really, the end goal is the destruction of Christianity. Cowardice and fear. Yet God calls us to be courageous. He calls us to be bold. Over 50 times the scriptures say, take courage. 143 times the scriptures say, fear not. God calls us to courage and boldness. He calls us to faith. This courage, as I said earlier, is not the absence of fear. It's fear in the right object that will lead to courage. It's the fear of the Lord. When we fear God rightly and above all else, we find that He upholds us and strengthens us to take courage. He will enable us to take the promised land and to disciple the nations. The God of heaven is with us. He is God, and there are no others. Who can stand against Him? We have a Heavenly Father who is hallowed in heaven, and He will be hallowed on earth. He's the Creator of all things. What can we fear if He is on our side? Christian, how can you not be bold if your Heavenly Father has commanded you, has called you to boldness? Now, dear brothers, let's go to the Lord in this time and confess where we have allowed fear of man, fear of the world, love of comfort and ease to enable us to be unfaithful. Let us pray. Almighty God, we are unworthy to come into your presence because of our many sins. We do not deserve any grace or mercy from you. If you dealt with us as we deserve, we've sinned against you, O Lord, and we have offended you. We have had unbelief in our hearts and fear of man and a love of comfort that has enabled us and moved us to unfaithfulness, to compromise, to embrace worldly thoughts and worldly systems, and to give in to the sins of the flesh. Lord, we need your mercy. We need your grace. Strengthen us. Make us bold and courageous. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Dear brothers, examine your consciences to know whether you truly repent of your sins, and whether by trusting in God's mercy and seeking your salvation in Jesus Christ alone, you're resolved to pursue holiness and to live in peace and love with all men. If you have this testimony in your hearts before God, then be assured that your sins are forgiven through the perfect merit of Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, open thou our lips, and our mouth shall show forth thy praise. Open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Listen now to this psalm reading from Psalm chapter 88. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. A psalm of the sons of Korah, for the choir director, according to Mahalath, Leonath, a Maskil of Heman, the Ezrahite. O Lord, the God of my salvation, I have cried out by day and in the night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry. For my soul has had enough troubles, and my life has drawn near to Sheol. I am reckoned among those who go down to the pit. I have become like a man without strength, forsaken among the dead, like the slain who lie on the grave, whom you remember no more, and they are cut off from your hand. You have put me in the lowest pit, in dark places, in the depths. Your wrath has rested upon me, and you have afflicted me with all your waves, Selah. You have removed my acquaintances far from me. You have made me an object of loathing to them. I am shut up and cannot go out. My eye has wasted away because of affliction. I have called upon you every day, O Lord. I have spread out my hands to you. Will you perform wonders for the dead? Will the departed spirits rise and praise you? Selah. Will your loving kindness be declared in the grave, your faithfulness in Abaddon? Will your wonders be made known in the darkness, and your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But I, O Lord, have cried out to you for help, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. O Lord, why do you reject my soul? Why do you hide your face from me? I was afflicted and about to die from my youth on. I suffer your terrors, I am overcome. Your burning anger has passed over me. Your terrors have destroyed me. They have surrounded me like water all day long. They have encompassed me altogether. You have removed lover and friend far from me. My acquaintances are in darkness. This is the word of the Lord, and we give thanks to God. Glory be to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Brothers, the psalm writer wrote, "The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces." Listen now to this reading from the Old Testament from Joshua chapter 19 and chapter 20. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. Then the second lot fell to Simeon, to the tribe of the sons of Simeon according to their families. And their inheritance was in the midst of the inheritance of the sons of Judah. So they had as their inheritance Beersheba, or Sheba, and Moladah, and Hazar Shual, and Bela, and Ezem, and Eldolad, and Bethel, and Hormah, and Ziklag, and Beth Markaboth, and Hazar Susa, and Beth Leoboth, and Sheruhun, 13 cities with their villages, Ain, Rimmon, and Ether, and Ashen, 4 cities with their villages, and all the villages which were around these cities as far as Baalath Beer, Ramah of the Negev. This was inheritance of the tribes of the sons of Simeon according to their families. The inheritance of the sons of Simeon was taken from the portion of the sons of Judah, for the share of the sons of Judah was too large for them. So the sons of Simeon received an inheritance in the midst of Judah's inheritance. Now the third lot came up for the sons of Zebulun according to their families, and the territory of their inheritance was as far as Sarid. Then their border went up to the west and to Merilah, and then touched Dabasheth, and reached to the brook that is before Jeconim. Then it turned from Sarid to the east, toward the sunrise, as far as the border of Chisloth Tabar, and it proceeded to Deborah and up to Japhia. From there it continued eastward toward the sunrise to Gath Hefer, to Eth Kazin, and it proceeded to Rimmon, which stretches to Nea. The border circled around it on the north to Hanathon, and it ended at the valley of Iftahil. Included also were Kada, and Nahala, and Shimron, and Idalah, and Bethlehem, 12 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the sons of Zebulun, according to their families, these cities with their villages. The fourth lot fell to Issachar, to the sons of Issachar, according to their families. Their territory was to Jezreel, and included Chesuloth, and Shunem, and Hapharon, and Shion, and Anaheroth, and Rabbith, and Kithion, and Ebez, and Remeth, and Enganim, and Enhada, and Beth-Pazaz. The border reached to Tabar, and Shehazuma, and Beth-Shemesh, and their border ended at the Jordan, 16 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance with the tribes of the sons of Issachar, according to their families, the cities with their villages. Now the fifth lot fell to the tribes of the sons of Asher, according to their families. Their territory was Helkath, and Hali, and Beten, and Aksath, and Almelech, and Ahmed, and Michelle, and it reached to Carmel on the west, and to Shirhoth Libnath, and it turned toward the east to Beth Dagon, and reached to Zebulun, and to the valley of Iftahel, northward to Beth Emek and Neil. Then it proceeded on the north to Gabul, and Ebron, and Rehob, and Haman, and Cana, as far as the great Sedon. The border turned to Ramah, and to the fortified city of Tyre. Then the border turned to Hosah, and it ended at the sea by the region of Achzib. Included also were Umah, Aphek, and Rehob, 22 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribes of the sons of Asher, according to their families, these cities with their villages. The sixth lot fell to the sons of Naphtali, to the sons of Naphtali according to their families. Their border was from Heloth, from the Oak, and Za'anam, and Adami Nekeb, and Jabneel, as far as Lukum, and it ended at the Jordan. Then the border turned westward to Asnath Tabar, and proceeded from there to Huloch, and it reached to Zebulun on the south, and touched Asher on the west, and to Judah at the Jordan toward the east. The fortified cities were Zittim, Zer, and Hamath, Rakoth, and Shinaroth, and Adamah, and Ramah, and Hazar, and Kadesh, and Edrei, and En-Hazar, and Yiron, and Migdiel, Horam, Beth-Anoth, Beth-Shemesh, 19 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribes of the sons of Naphtali, according to their families, the cities with their villages. The seventh lot fell to the tribes of the sons of Dan, according to their families. The territory of their inheritance was Zorah, and Eshtaol, and Ir Shemesh, and Shalabim, and Ajalon, and Ithlah, and Elon, and Timnah, and Ekron, and Eltekeh, and Gibbethon, and Baaloth, and Jehud, and Benaberak, and Gath-Rimmon, and Midjarkon, and Rakon, with a territory over against Joppa. The territory of the sons of Dan proceeded beyond them, for the sons of Dan went up and fought with Lasham and captured it. Then they struck it with the edge of the sword and possessed it and settled in it. And they called Leshem Dan after the name of Dan their father. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Dan according to their families, these cities with their villages. When they finished apportioning the land for inheritance by its borders, the sons of Israel gave an inheritance in the midst to Joshua and the son of Nun. In accordance with the command of the Lord, they gave him the city for which he asked, Timnath-Serah in the hill country of Ephraim. So he built the city and settled in it. These are the inheritances which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the households of the tribes of the sons of Israel distributed by lot and Shiloh before the Lord at the doorway of the tent of meeting. So they finished dividing the land. Then the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, Designate the cities of refuge of which I spoke to you through Moses, that the manslayer who kills any person unintentionally without premeditation may flee there, and they shall become your refuge from the avenger of blood. He shall flee to one of these cities, and shall stand at the entrance of the gate of the city, and state his case in the hearing of the elders of that city. And they shall take him into the city to them, and give him a place, so that he may dwell among them. Now, if the avenger of blood pursues him, then they shall not deliver the manslayer into his hand, because he struck his neighbor without premeditation, and did not hate him beforehand. He shall dwell in that city until he stands before the congregation for judgment, until the death of the one who was high priest in those days. Then the manslayer shall return to his own city and to his own house, to the city from which he fled. So they set apart Kadesh and Galilee in the hill country of Naphtali, and Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, and Kiriath Arba, that is, Hebron, in the hill country of Judah. Beyond the Jordan east of Jericho they designated Bezer, in the wilderness on the plain from the tribe of Reuben, and Ramoth and Gilead from the tribe of Gad, and Golan and Bashan from the tribe of Manasseh. These were the appointed cities for all the sons of Israel, and for the stranger who sojourns among them. And whoever kills any person unintentionally may flee there, and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood until he stands before the congregation. This is the word of the Lord. And we give thanks to God. O God, make speed to save us. Brothers, the words of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined in a furnace on the ground, purified seven times. Therefore, listen to this New Testament reading from Luke chapter 20, verses 1 through 26. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. On one of the days, while he was teaching the people in the temple and preaching the gospel, the chief priests and the scribes with the elders confronted him, and they spoke, saying to him, Tell us, by what authority you are doing these things, and who is the one who gave you this authority? Jesus answered and said to them, I will ask you a question, and you tell me, was the baptism of John from heaven or from men? They reasoned among themselves, saying, If we say from heaven, he will say, Why did you not believe him? But if we say from men, all the people will stone us to death. For they are convinced that John was a prophet. So they answered that they did not know where it came from. And Joshua said to them, Nor will I tell you by what authority I do these things. And he began to tell the people this parable. A man planted a vineyard and rented it out to vine growers and went on a journey for a long time. At the harvest time, he sent a slave to the vine growers so that they could give him some of the produce of the vineyard. But the vine growers beat him and sent him away empty-handed. And he pretended to send another slave, and they beat him also and treated him shamefully and sent him away empty-handed. And he proceeded to send a third, and this one also they wounded and cast out. The owner of the vineyard said, "What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. Perhaps they will respect him." But when the vine growers saw him, they reasoned with one another, saying, "This is the heir. Let us kill him so that the inheritance will be ours." So they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. What then will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy these vine growers and will give the vineyard to others. When they heard it, they said, "May it never be." But Jesus looked at them and said, "What then is this that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, this became the chief cornerstone. Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, but whomever it falls, it will scatter him like dust." The scribes and the chief priests tried to lay hands on him that very hour, and they feared the people, for they understood that he spoke this parable against them. So they watched him and sent spies who pretended to be righteous, in order that they might catch him in some statement, so that they could deliver him to the rule and the authority of the governor. They questioned him, saying, "Teacher, we know that you speak and teach correctly, and you're not partial to any, but teach the way of God in truth. Is it lawful for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" But he detected their trickery and said to them, "Show me a denarius. Whose likeness and inscription does it have?" They said, "Caesar's." And he said to them, "Then render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." And they were unable to catch him in a saying in the presence of the people. And being amazed at his answer, they became silent. This is the word of the Lord. And we give thanks to God as we profess that we believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Brothers, Jesus said, "I will give you a mouth and wisdom which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict." Therefore, listen to this reading from the book of Proverbs, chapter 20, verses 1 through 10. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. "Wine is a mocker, strong drink a brawler, and whoever is intoxicated by it is not wise. The terror of a king is like the growling of a lion. He who provokes him to anger forfeits his own life. Keeping away from strife is an honor for a man, but any fool will quarrel. The sluggard does not plow after the autumn, so he begs during the harvest and has nothing. A plan in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of understanding draws it out. Many a man proclaims his own loyalty, but who can find a trustworthy man? A righteous man who walks in his integrity, how blessed are his sons after him. A king who sits on the throne of justice disperses all evil with his eyes. Who can say, 'I've cleansed my heart, I'm pure from my sin?' Differing weights and differing measures, both of them are abominable to the Lord." This is the word of the Lord, and we give praise to God. Let us pray. My God, my Father, my Savior, since you have been pleased to give me the grace to come through the night to the present day, now grant that I may employ this day entirely in your service, so that all my works may be to the glory of your name and the edification of my neighbors. As you've been pleased to make your sun shine upon the earth, to give us bodily light, Grant the light of your spirit to illumine my understanding and my heart. And because it means nothing to begin well if one does not persevere, I ask that you would continue to increase your grace in me until you have led me into full communion with your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who is the true Son of our souls, shining day and night, eternally and without end. Hear me, merciful Father, by our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, brothers, peace be to the brethren, and love with faith. From God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ with incorruptible love. Amen. You've been listening to The Daily Sword by Sovereign King Church. We pray this has been a blessing to you. Visit www.sovereignkingchurch.com for more.